Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
That's going to be your walk-up music now. There we go. Keep it going. She's the unsung hero in this whole thing for Pennsylvania. She knew there were going to be a lot of people out there who wanted to cheat. Because she's got suspicious minds. You see where I'm going with this? Here we go. Here we go. Ready? Yeah, it may not be the best walk-up music, but you get the point. Linda Kearns, hello, my friend. How are you?
Hello, Rich. I do love that walk-up music. I got to tell you, Elvis got me through this because he really calms me down. So I listened to a lot of Elvis this election cycle.
I'm sure you did. Well, congratulations. You worked really hard. And because of your great work and PA Protect the Vote and all the wonderful people that signed up to be poll watchers and all the attorneys you got rallied, people trusted the process and they went out and voted. And that is why Trump won Pennsylvania. And that's great.
Rich, I got to tell you, being chosen as the Republican National Committee's Pennsylvania lawyer, it's a lot of responsibility, and it came with really high expectations. So it has been quite the year. But as usual, when I call into your show, I am now irritated with DeSantis because
as you should be.
I heard him a little early in the show, and he was, it sounded like he was saying he was going to take credit for Pennsylvania. And you know, Rich, there are 67 counties in Pennsylvania. I've spent the last year recruiting, developing training materials, and training 500 attorneys. I've trained thousands of poll watchers. I've worked on voter education. I've filed lawsuits. I've given legal advice. I've written briefs. I've researched. I've done open records requests. I planned our entire call center, all of our observer training. I've given advice to the RNC on state law. I've debunked conspiracy theories. I made sure the voters felt protected. So how can DeSantis possibly take any credit for the win? I mean, I am just flummoxed by hearing that today.
I agree with you. And he keeps playing this part of when President Trump called into my show last night. And he really enjoys this like a child. He enjoys this. Go ahead.
I'd love to do, I'd love your ratings to go down to zero.
He just played and he plays it out of context, Linda, like a child.
Of course he does.
Yeah.
Of course he does.
That's Donald Trump is not hoping my ratings go to zero. I just want to say the president-elect is not hoping my ratings go to zero. But when you play it out of context like that, that's what it sounds like.
Rich, you got a real problem there with that DeSantis. But I got to tell you, you know, this morning, my mother called me.
Yes.
My dad's in heaven, and I'm sure he's looking down and very proud. So this morning, my mother called me. So what do you think the first thing she said to me? And this is, I'm telling the complete truth. What do you think the first thing she said to me was? Remember, I represented the President of the United States yesterday.
She heard President Trump on my show.
No, she said, do you think Rich will have you on his show today? I mean, before you, like, congratulations, before your father would be so proud, nothing. It was, do you think Rich will? And I said, well, I haven't heard from you yet, Mom. I hope so. Rich, I don't know what happened. You really shot to the top in the Kearns family.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You won't want to come on again after after this happens, Linda.
What I'd love to do, I'd love your ratings to go down to zero.
See, that's not, he didn't mean it that way. It's not what he meant. It's just wrong to take it out of context like this. It's outrageous.
I'm sure my mom will call him and straighten that out.
Well, you can let your mom know that I'll be on Fox News Saturday night with Jimmy Fallon Saturday night. So we got that going for us, which is nice.
She will absolutely be watching.
But no, listen, congratulations. Your client was the president of the United States, Donald Trump. He did a great job. But here's, and this was the strategy, and I mentioned this earlier today on Dawn's show when I called in. For months, I had been hearing people say, can we have a fair election? Are they going to steal it? Are they going to rig it? Are they going to cheat? And last week, I saw a lot of conspiracy theories that were out there. One that was incredibly shameful from the guy that started Overstock.com, alleging that the machines had already been rigged for Kamala Harris, and that the Obamas were behind it, and the election was over, and they were planning her inauguration. And I just refused to give any of that any oxygen. And I didn't even want to bring it up to denounce it, because I didn't want anyone to lose faith in the system. And I certainly didn't want anyone to not vote thinking that it was going to be rigged. And I think that the job that Michael Whatley did as RNC chairman, Laura Trump did on the national level, and you in Pennsylvania with your team, reassured people and made them believe. And so they were willing to wait in line 4, 5, 6 hours in some cases.
Right. And that was a big part of my job. I'm honored, obviously, that Chairman Whatley and co-chair Laura Trump chose me, that President Trump put his faith in me. But that was a big part of my job, to make sure the voters were secure in their vote, because you can get out the vote efforts all you want. But if the voters are not going to come out, if they don't feel that their vote is going to count and that the election is safe and secure. And Richie, I mean, you've been in politics a long time. You know, no election system is going to be perfect. There's going to be messes. There's going to be snafus. But I think voters need to know that there's someone out there fighting for them, fighting for the candidates, and just fighting for the voters' ability to cast a fair ballot, if they are legally eligible to vote, to be able to cast that ballot. So that was such an important part of the entire campaign, and I'm honored to have been played a role in it.
Where what's going on with McCormick here? I mean, I know he won. Why is the lesser Casey not conceding? Do you have any insight on that for us?
I do. So McCormick's margin was smaller than Trump's in Pennsylvania. If the margin is less than 0.5%, that triggers a recount. So what we want to make sure is that there's automatic under state law. So what we want to make sure is that we're not triggering that recount. And we're not quite done with all the ballots. And there's no conspiracy theories here. It's just part of the process. And I still have observers out there. I mean, well, I'm sure DeSantis knows that because he played such a big part. I'm sure he's helping me manage all my observers and reviewing their reports right now.
This is what his reaction is to that, Linda, in case you're wondering.
What I'd love to do, I'd love your ratings to go down to zero.
That's not what the president meant when he said that to me last night. He didn't mean it that way.
Well, I still have observers out there. We still have to, there's provisional ballots that still have to be reviewed and opened. There might be some challenges to some ballots if there was no signatures on them, or they were naked ballots, or they weren't dated correctly. So there's still a few stragglers as far as military ballots coming in. So, and that's across the entire Commonwealth. So we're just watching that very closely to make sure that the delta between McCormick and Casey doesn't shrink any further. But I'm confident in our new senator from Pennsylvania, Senator Dave McCormick.
Yeah, I just had somebody text me and ask me if I was nervous about it at all. And no, I'm not. I mean, he won. He clearly won this race. In fact, I just got a note from Dina. Who sent me this PA Senate race is a wrap. Philly is essentially all reported outside of a handful of precincts and a few outstanding votes. Dave McCormick, PA, will be the next United States Senator. It's time to call this race. And I guess we're waiting for the Associated Press to call it. Is that the process by how this works? The AP has to call it?
No, I mean, when the press calls it, they're just looking at the unofficial results. We're just looking at all the numbers. What we want to make sure is there's not enough ballots out there that could change the delta that's out there now. So that's what we're looking at now, just to be totally confident in it. And in this election, we, as usual, we poured a lot of resources into Philadelphia. President Trump so far, and again, there's a few more to be counted, but he got 20.08% of the vote in Philly. Mm-hmm. That's up from 2020. In 2020, he got 17.86%. In 2016, he got 15.37%. So the Republican share of the Philadelphia vote is creeping upward, and that is really, really, really important. That's how you win statewide races in Pennsylvania, because there are so many people in Philadelphia that even a percentage point can change the results statewide. So that is why we put so many resources in Philadelphia. We had a call center war room. We had to have it at an undisclosed location for the safety of our volunteers and staff, but we had a call center. We answered a record number of calls. We have roving legal out across the Commonwealth, and then a lot centered in Philadelphia to take care of the problems we knew that we were going to have, you know, our poll workers and observers being kicked out of polling places and all the usual Philadelphia shenanigans. So I am really, really pleased with our efforts, but that's what you got to do in Pennsylvania to win elections.
All right, my friend. Well done, Linda Kearns. Well done. And I appreciate everything you've done for us. I appreciate how you've turned on Matt DeSantis. That's the best part of this campaign besides Trump winning.
Can I defend myself for a second?
Go ahead.
Sure. Linda worked very hard. No one's disputing that. But yesterday I had to answer a phone call from an unknown number.
You see what I'm dealing with here? You see what I'm dealing with here? He had an answer
you take
phone
a mental
call
health day.
From an unknown
Matt,
number.
I mean, immediately
could
take a mental health day. My heavens.
Yeah, no,
that's like abuse.
Yeah, you should get this. You should get paid. In fact, you should get paid leave for that. Why don't you take a couple weeks off, as a matter of fact?
No, you would like that. And I won't rest until this happens.
What I'd love to do, I'd love your ratings to go down to zero.
I mean, he's the executive producer of the show. He should not be rooting for this, Linda Kearns.
Rich, you really... I don't know how you put up with it, but I do want to thank all of the amazing, amazing volunteers. It's not easy to volunteer in an election. It can be tedious. You know, I had one of my brothers over at the Montgomery County count today observing the mail ballots, and then I noticed that he was texting out memes to the rest of my family. And I texted him, I said, "You're supposed to be watching the mail ballots." And he said, "Oh, this is so tedious." I said, "Exactly. That is what election observing is all about. That is the job. Start watching those ballots." Thank God I had five other people there, but that's the reality. Like, we're asking these people to give a lot of time to just sit there and observe, and it's not exciting, but it is so vital to the process to make sure that everything is safe and secure. So I am thrilled about the results, and you know, I did watch Vice President Harris's concession speech, and as she walked off, I mean, my thought was, thank God she's not going to be president.
I mean, did you hear the part of the speech where she said this? This is amazing here. Take a listen to this part during the
Only
speech.
Only when it is dark enough can you see the stars.
I mean, that's like, I'm sorry, but...
Well, first of all, we know that that was written on a teleprompter, because she cannot come up with anything on her own. And, you know, that's something your listeners should know. For all these radio hits I do, no one ever tells me what you guys are going to ask. I'm able to answer questions. So, I mean, I'm more qualified to be president than she is.
Obviously.
So I America made the right choice. And, you know, I'm looking forward to President Donald Trump making America great once again.
I want to, before I let you go, I was driving back from Pittsburgh this morning, and I stopped off somewhere in the, I don't know, I was about an hour outside of Pittsburgh, I guess, and I pulled off into the rest stop on the Pennsylvania Turnpike to talk to Dawn. And I went to use the restroom, and as I was coming out, there were a couple of people there talking, and they were all saying how excited they are. They're like truckers, you know, for the next, and the one guy said, "This is the happiest I've been in 4 years." Ari Fleischer just tweeted out something interesting. He said, "The group that Harris did the best with tells you why the Democrats have big problems. People making more than $100,000 went from plus five for Biden to plus eight for Harris. The rich are one of the only groups she actually improved with. Those who never go to religious services were plus 26 for Harris. Those who say they have no religion were plus 40 for Harris. College grads were plus 8 for Harris, and those with postgraduate degrees were plus 24 for Harris. It really does go to what James Carville said a long time ago, that the Democrat Party has become the party of the elites, the coastal elites, and the faculty lounge. And Trump taps into the, I mean, he connects with the working class.
Yeah, it is really amazing how he does tap into the workers, tap into to real Americans. And Trump just did it right. And you know, hopefully the Democrats, well, not hopefully, because I don't want them to win again, but, you know, they need to do some soul searching. You don't, a campaign where you're calling the other side Nazis or calling the other voters, the voters on the other side garbage, I hope no one's wondering why they didn't win. And you know, that's what I told all my lawyers. I told them this Monday night, because Tuesday morning I was in court and they all had to report to our call center at 4:45 a.m. But I told them, like, we are going to defeat the party that calls us garbage. And I think I mentioned when I was on your show yesterday, all of their training materials I dedicated to Corey Compitore. So his picture was on everyone's training materials in our call center, because, and what I told voters, Corey can no longer vote. So you go out and you exercise your right to vote, because I'm sure Corey wishes and his family wishes he was here to do so.
I appreciate you doing that. I think it meant a lot to people. It really did. And by the way, Linda, I want to read you this tweet from Bernie Sanders. It should come as no great surprise that a Democratic Party which has abandoned working class people would find that the working class has abandoned them. While the Democratic leadership defends the status quo, the American people are angry and want change, and they're right. And one and another telling point of this was, you know, that guy, Cenk Uygur, whatever his name is, host of the Young Turks. You know that guy?
No, I'm not familiar with him.
DeSantis, how do you describe him? He's like, the Young Turks was this thing. I don't even know if it's still a thing or not.
I think they're primarily on YouTube. It's a super progressive group.
Yeah, super progressive group. But what he said about the reason why she lost, he said, she didn't lose despite this. She lost because of this. She ran a campaign where she bragged about how many corporate CEOs supported her and how she raised $1 billion. This reinforced the frame that Democrats are the party of the elites. That cost her the election. And this election revealed a sea change in American media. Politicians who went on mainstream media used to have a huge advantage, but this time Trump's appearances on online shows overpowered Harris's mainstream media advantage. Her not doing online media proved to be an enormous mistake. And he concludes by saying this. Let's see if I can find this. It says, as predicted, Democrats are all over TV this morning blaming different demographic groups for the loss. No, it's your fault. Democratic leadership is the establishment, which is despised. People didn't vote based on race or gender. They voted on how much they hated your elitism. And that's coming from a guy on the left.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, what comes with that elitism is they love to tell us what to do. And I'm a conservative, and I've been a conservative all my life because I want to be left alone.
Right.
I don't want someone to pay off my loans. I don't want to be told what school I need to go to or what job I need to have. And that's what the conservative movement is all about. But the Harris message seemed to be, we're the government, we'll take care of you, we'll tell you what to do, and that
and we'll message kill your pet squirrel.
Does not work.
And we'll kill your freaking pet squirrel.
Right.
And
we'll tell you have to drive another car.
Yeah.
A different car
than you have. You can't eat raw cheese. You can't eat raw milk.
Yeah, you can't have the dishwasher you want.
Right.
I mean, it's just every day. Like, leave us alone. We're the American people. We can make it work without you.
I'm getting a cheeseburger after the show today. Oh, we figured it out, actually. Justin, what was... Let's go to the good producer, Justin Otero. not the lesser producer. Justin, what is the official Donald Trump? What does he order at McDonald's, according to his son-in-law, Jared Kushner?
According to Jared's memoir that was released in 2022, he gets one Big Mac, one filet of fish, a large order of fries, and a vanilla shake.
Sounds delicious. And all that would be illegal if Kamala Harris had won. All of that would be illegal.
Exactly. So the American people, they really fought back and they said, leave us alone. You know, we can handle our own lives. And I'm thrilled. And I'm looking forward to what President Trump is going to do at closing up the border. He's going to make America great again.
And he will protect the cheeseburger.
Absolutely.
Damn right. All right, buddy. Great job, Linda Kearns. Well done. Bravo. Well done, Linda Kearns. Thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you, Rich.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right. She has been a tireless warrior. I'll tell you what. I am proud to know her. Privacy Pro from DuckDuckGo is essential. Covering the program, covering you or protecting you and your privacy is what we're talking about here. So last night when I was at McCormick's headquarters, you know, I'm on the public Wi-Fi. There's a billion people in the room, and I'm grateful that I have the DuckDuckGo VPN. But even when I'm home, I don't want Xfinity, which is my internet provider, knowing what I'm doing online. I don't want anyone knowing. Just to Linda's point, I want to be left alone. That's where DuckDuckGo Privacy Pro comes in. It is a 3-in-1 privacy solution for you, and it includes DuckDuckGo VPN, personal information removal, and identity theft restoration. Three features for the price of one. It helps protect your personal info from being exploited by hackers, scammers, and privacy-invasive companies. And it's from DuckDuckGo, and I trust them because you can absolutely go with the idea that DuckDuckGo is the leader in online privacy. And you have to have a VPN. You should never be online without one. And if you ever look at how much information is about you on the internet, you'll be blown away by... I had some whack job tweet a picture of my old house the other day. So thank God it's my old house and not my new house, because now I've got Privacy Pro, so I know that data is protected. That's why you need DuckDuckGo Privacy Pro. It's only $10 a month, $9.99. And you get a 7-day free trial. Just go to DuckDuckGo.com/1210. DuckDuckGo.com/1210 and sign up today. Hey, thanks so much for listening to the show. If you ever miss a show, check out my podcast for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr. Financial planning can be stressful regardless of market conditions. I can help you simplify the process. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Securities through Sanctuary Securities, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services through Sanctuary Advisors, LLC and SEC registered investment advice.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
So here's the thing. We did it. You did it. We did it. And thank you for the historic victory that you helped deliver last night for President Donald Trump. It's fantastic. It really is. It's outstanding. And despite the there's a lot of meltdown on the left today. And some of this stuff is painful just because their voices are painful. But at the same time, I just have to share some of the meltdowns with you. But this one is crazy. Joy Reid bizarrely claiming that Kamala Harris ran a flawless campaign. And here's the proof that Joy Reid, who had no joy whatsoever on MSNBC, offered up for that. Cut number 9.
And I think it's important to say that, you know, anyone who has experienced or been in the United States for any period of time and experienced this country's history and knows it cannot have believed that it would be easy to elect a woman president, let alone a woman of color. Mm-hmm. Let's just be clear. Mm-hmm. And nothing that was true yesterday about how flawlessly this campaign was run is not true now. Mm-hmm. I mean, this really was an historic, flawlessly run campaign. She had Queen Latifah never endorses anyone. She came out and endorsed. You know, I mean.
Well, I'll tell you what. That Queen Latifah, who could have possibly saw this loss coming when he had Queen Latifah on your side? Maybe if the Democrats were less focused on all these celebrity endorsements and more focused on getting the endorsement of people that work for a living, they would be in a better spot. Instead of hanging around with rich elites who working people will never get near, if they were more focused on getting the endorsement of, you know, just a guy or gal who just works for. They can't. They see, this is the thing. They've abandoned their coalition. Crystal Ball, who is a Democrat pundit, she wrote a piece about how Bernie would have won, and she said the Democratic smothering of the Bernie coalition reaped its reward today. Think back to 2016 and what they did to Bernie Sanders in terms of shoving him out of the race for Hillary Clinton. Bernie was poised to win the nomination back then. Same with 2020. And what happened in 2020? Little Pete dropped out, then Kamala Harris dropped out, and they all got behind Joe Biden, and he became the candidate. And they kept America's mother-in-law, Elizabeth Warren, in the race to cut into Bernie's coalition a little bit to ensure that Bernie could not win. And this is because they could not control Bernie Sanders. For everything, I disagree with Bernie on just about everything when it comes to economics, obviously. But my point is that Bernie would not be controlled. He's very much Trump, just the other side of the coin of that. He can't be controlled. And they know that. And that's why they were never going to let Bernie win. And they literally orchestrated a takeover of the party because he had the grassroots of the Democrat Party in 2016. And they snuffed it out, put Hillary Clinton in. Ensure that he could not win. Did the exact same thing in 2020. And then in 2024, we watched as they staged a coup against Joe Biden and put up their propped up anointed candidate who had the endorsement of Queen Latifah, but not the working men and women of this country. And a lot of the Bernie voters wound up going with Trump because the same things that made them angry that had them gravitate towards Bernie, Trump was appealing to them on things like protecting American jobs. I'm not saying Bernie isn't nuts when it comes to things like climate change. I'm not, and this is not an endorsement of Bernie Sanders, obviously. But what I'm saying is that when the Democrat Party decided that they were going to destroy him because they could not control him because he couldn't be a puppet and they want a puppet, Hillary Clinton would have been their puppet, their warmonger puppet. Don't forget, Bernie was one of the few that came out and opposed the war in Ukraine eventually. I mean, like early on, he was, I don't know, pretending to be for it or something. I don't know. But Bernie is also not a war guy. They want a war, a pro-war puppet in the White House. They don't care if it's a Democrat or a Republican. They don't. They, being the people that make money, the swamp, the deep state, but whatever you want to call them, it doesn't matter. It's the powerful elites that have a lot of money and a lot of power and a lot of influence would never allow a guy like Bernie Sanders or Donald Trump to take power without doing everything he possibly could to stop him. And they'll put up a propped up pro-war candidate who will keep the endless wars going and do the bidding of the machine in Washington so that they can all get rich, very, very rich. That's the bottom line. And you can't get around that fact. I mean, it's the reality of the situation. But yet what they're going to do is they're going to blame racism, sexism, and misogyny. Like, for example, here's some of the MSNBC hosts claiming that white women and misinformation. Actually, I'm going to play that one because I can't stand Joy Reid's voice again. Here we go. This is Al Sharpton and Mika and Joe melting down on Morning Joe this morning. And again, insulting the voters, telling them that they're the problem, that they are. Look in the mirror because the problem is you. Cut 22.
But I also go back to the point I made earlier.
I just say, Rev, really quickly, yeah. Too, Democrats need to be mature and they need to be honest and they need to say, yes, there's misogyny, but it's not just misogyny from white men. Mm-hmm. It's misogyny from Hispanic men.
Right.
It's misogyny from black men. Things we've all been talking about who do not want a woman leading them. Might be race issues with Hispanics. They don't want a black woman. As president of the United States, you know, the
so let's stop it here. So here's, think about this. This is white guy Joe Scarborough explaining to Hispanic men that they're all a bunch of misogynists and sexists because they didn't vote for Kamala Harris because she's a woman. As if these people are incapable of thinking about things like policy, right? The economy, the border, whatever else. That they're literally just not voting for her because she's a woman. There's rich, white, elite liberal Joe Scarborough talking down to people, black people and Latino people, and lecturing them how bad they are, just like the Obamas do, the Clintons do, lecturing you're bad. It's not that these people can think critically and see that the policies of Donald Trump are better. That's their problem. That's it in a nutshell right there. So when Cenk Yeager said it's not about race, it's not about gender, it's about the fact that the Democrat Party is a bunch of elites. That's exactly what he means. Go ahead, keep going.
I've always found when you're sitting around talking, they love to just sort of balkanize everybody into these separate groups and say, oh, white people don't like women and black people. No, it is time for the Democrats to say, okay, and you and I have talked about this before, a lot of Hispanic voters have problems with black candidates.
Right.
A lot of
with other Hispanics. You've got some
exactly.
that don't like each other. And right. and some of the most misogynist things I've heard going on this Get Out the Vote tour came from black men. I mean, misogynist things. So you're absolutely right. It's not simplistic. And we've got to have real honest conversations about it.
Honest conversations.
But it's not the fact that black men said, I don't want to pay for transgender surgeries for prisoners. It's that they're misogynist. It's that they're racist. They're racist and sexist. And this is also a point that was made last night by Juan Williams on Fox News. I couldn't believe it. The problem here is that black men are racist and sexist at the same time. Racist and misogynist. Al Sharpton blaming racism and sexism. I think this is a separate clip from that, but this is cut 16 here. Take a listen.
But I also go back to the point I made earlier and Joe raised. We cannot ignore there is still a lot of racism and gender bias in this country. And I think for us to ignore that and not try to bring that front and center so we can heal that would mean that we would end up in the same place. Kamala Harris is a woman of color in an interracial marriage and running as a woman to be the head of state. That is something a lot of Americans are not ready to deal with. How we move that forward, we need to face it and deal with it. And I hope we do it in a way that shows that we will be more mature than when they lost. There will be no January 6th insurrection from our side.
Shut up. Enough out of you. At one point during NBC's election night coverage, Jen Psaki suggested Kamala may have won if Trump had agreed to a second debate. Right. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that definitely would have happened. That's what it was. NBC is already questioning if the coup to remove Joe Biden was smart. And now the question is, of course, this, you have audio of this, Lester Holt now? This is, you have that? Okay, all right. And by the way, this is the big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Venere. Come out to his office on Saturday, November 9th for his annual Veterans Breakfast and free shredding event. Honor all those who served our country. Get some coffee, cake, donuts, and pizza. Bring your documents that need shredding. Take a listen to this.
Okay. Jen, has the conversation begun yet about Joe Biden and about the decision to ask him to step aside?
It will begin. It will begin depending on the outcome.
Sure.
And obviously, there hasn't been a race called yet. If this is not a Harris win, that will certainly be part of the discussion. It is. She's run a campaign over the course of 107 days. That is not something we've seen in history. And there'll be lots of questions about exactly that, the timing and the impact of that.
Well, Chuck was bringing up the history. I mean, in terms of vice presidents trying to win the presidency with a unpopular president, he said it's bordering on politically impossible.
So basically, if you want to be a conspiracy theorist, then Biden will step aside so Kamala can be the 47th president just to tick off Donald Trump, who will then have to remake his merch into 48. I don't think Biden's going to step aside. I think Biden is happy she lost. I think Biden hates her guts. I think Biden is very, very happy, and he wants to tell everybody, had I been in the race, I would have beat him. Now, look, we got to talk. At some point, we will have an examination of 2020 because these numbers do not make sense. If you compare 2024 to 2020, it doesn't make any sense. We'll have that conversation, but obviously not today. But Biden, I don't think Biden's going anywhere. We shall see. All right. Listen, Emmons Roofing and Siding, your go-to contractor when it comes to your home. Protection and peace of mind are paramount. That's why Emmons Roofing and Siding is your go-to contractor for roofing, siding, and windows. Your home will not only look stunning from the curb, but will also be energy efficient, secure, and ready to withstand the elements. With Emmons, you know you're getting top quality materials and the finest craftsmanship in the area. So, whether it's a durable, lifetime warranted Owens Corning roof that stands up to severe weather, siding that keeps your home insulated and looking sharp, or new windows that blend functionality with style, Emmons, as you covered. And because Stephanie and Matt know times are tough for many people, they're offering all of my listeners, each and every one of you, an inflation relief discount of 10% off roofing, siding, and Anderson window replacement. Don't wait. Call Emmons today at 856-885-6677. 856-885-6677, or check out their website at emmonsroofing.com. Upgrade your home with confidence today with Emmons Roofing and Siding, and make sure you tell them I sent you, emmonsroofing.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So there is a number of things happening in Philadelphia. They are having a fight Trump and the far right, organized protests and strike against the whole system, socialist alternative, November 6th at 6 p.m., the north side of City Hall in Philadelphia. Cops are on extended hours, 12-hour days all week, so the left is doing what they always do, and they're about to burn cities down and have their crazy, fiery protests. So there you go. Mostly peaceful, though, if you just don't count the burning, the looting, and the destruction of public property. Katie Couric, early in the night. This might be one of my favorite clips. This was early in the night here. Cut 13.
Hi, everybody. Just a quick reminder, if you're watching the election results tonight, I just want to make you aware of something called a red mirage. That's when some of the rural counties come in because they're earlier and faster because there are fewer votes to count. Mm. So don't panic if you hear people or see kind of Donald Trump winning in some of these swing states, because that happened before in 2020. And as the votes come in from bigger urban areas, the results change. So I thought that would be helpful for you all to know as you watch everything that's going on tonight. Anyway, happy election day.
Aw, shucks. Katie, you gave us all such hope, and then you crushed our... You gave us false hope, Katie. Let's see. Philadelphia Police Department is aware of multiple social media posts encouraging looting and other criminal behavior. Officers have been deployed throughout the city, including at numerous locations identified through intelligence. Criminal behavior will not be tolerated, and our officers are prepared to take all appropriate actions where warranted. As the commissioner stated at Monday morning's press conference, we will continue to increase patrols and staffing in the coming days as necessary to safeguard our business and residential communities. Our buddy Danny the Man asking the question, did the mayor put out a press release? Is she going to release the hounds on these lawless bastards? Shut this down once and for all. I imagine this will be happening in cities across America, unfortunately. Look, last night was a historic night. Donald Trump has a mandate from the American people. But don't think the left is going to try to be nice, except for Jeff Bezos. Jeff Bezos incidentally tweeting out, congratulations to Donald Trump. They're going to really hate him now because the Washington Post did not endorse anybody, as you know. But he tweeted out, big congratulations to our 45th and now 47th president on an extraordinary political comeback and decisive victory. No nation has bigger opportunities. Wishing real Donald Trump all success in leading and uniting the America we all love. Also have this for you as well. President Joe Biden called President Donald J. Trump to congratulate him on his victory and extended an invitation to the White House to ensure a smooth transition between the current administration and the incoming administration. President Trump looks forward to the meeting, which will take place shortly, and very much appreciated the call. How about that? No, Joe Biden, I don't think he's going anywhere. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, so my buddy on the my inside mole in the police department saying that they're Marxists out of New York and San Francisco. I think we're going to see a lot of chaos. They will never try to work with Trump, ever. Never. But remember, what cost them everything was the Democrats embracing their elitism. The Democrat Party has completely lost touch. Donald Trump is a populist. Bernie Sanders is a populist. But neither one can be controlled. Neither one is pro-war. And the Democrats were able to shut down their populist anti-war guy. The Republican Party tried in 2016 and was unsuccessful because Donald Trump's just that good. But this is where the Democrat Party is. And they're gonna remain a party that is gonna be in the wilderness for a long time as long as they keep embracing the ideas promulgated by coastal elites and faculty lounges. No doubt about it. Great job, Zioli Army. You crushed it. You crushed it. You delivered Donald Trump exactly what he asked you to do last night. You gave him Pennsylvania. You gave him the presidency. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for what you did. I am so grateful. Go back and listen to the opening of the show today if you missed it. Well, listen to the whole thing. I mean, you should always listen to the whole show, but particularly my opening today, which I went a little long on, but I got into some thoughts about my relationship with Trump over the years. And I just am very grateful to you and very proud of the Zioli Army, very proud of this show, very proud of you and our audience. So thank you for that. All right, listen, don't forget, Wednesday night, me and Fela together, on stage together. It is our Politics and Pints event. It's going to sell out 100%. So don't wait. Get your tickets now by going to 1210WPHG.com. Wednesday, November 13th, 7:30 p.m., the Media Theater and Media PA, Zioli, Fela, one night only. Don't wait. Get your tickets now. It's going to be our big celebration, too. 1210WPHG.com. All right? You can afford it now. Trump's going to be president again. The economy's going to be good. Listen, Dr. Mike Veneria would love to see you on Saturday at his event in Cinnaminson, as he honors our veterans with a free community shredding event and veterans breakfast. Come out Saturday from 9 to 12 at a Cinnaminson office. And remember, Dr. Mike has two locations to serve you, in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. But this Saturday, it's at a Cinnaminson office. And if you are looking for a dentist, if you need a new smile, there's no one better than Dr. Mike Veneria. For 12 consecutive years, he's been recognized among his peers as a master of dental implants. Just go to VeneriaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A. VeneriaDental.com. Reach out to him and you will get the smile of your dreams. And join him on Saturday, November 9th, for his Veterans Breakfast and free community shredding event. Say hello to Dr. Mike and the veterans. Have some free breakfast and bring those documents you need shredded. VeneriaDental.com. VeneriaDental.com.
The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.